As the beloved Master Saint Germain speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am presence as never before to pour to him all the love and blessings of our life stream, to take us and take command of us in the outer, train us, keep us obedient, and see that we give to him everything he needs at this hour, the purity and freedom and protection of our nation, the victory of light and peace eternal to the earth, for the ascension of all as soon as possible. My beloved family, of love's great freedom to life, for such you have become, and such, may I say, shall you ever go forward and manifest to the world about you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your service to life. Thank you for the self-effort you have put in to bring yourselves this far in the light. And the light shall reward you infinitely forever. Thank you for your love and devotion at this time, that we might have an open door through which there can come to the earth by the free will of the people that which returns the nation to God and returns the people of the earth to the obedience which they must give in order to be free. Beloved ones, today I want you to realize that you can't be free until you are purified. And the violet consuming flame is God's eternal purity to the earth. So the more you can qualify everything with the violet flame activity, the quicker can that purity and freedom manifest into the world around you. But it must manifest in you before it can enter into the world around you. You have heard us say that God can only do for you what God does through you. And therefore, the great divine law can only do for the nation what it can do through the people of the nation. And since you have made the effort to purify yourselves to this point, then the cosmic law can use you to the intensity that you have maintained and attained purity. Through the ages, again and again, has the great cosmic law permitted the purifying and consuming of a certain proportion of the earth and its atmosphere, and a certain proportion of the people. But now comes the time when the nation, this nation as a whole, must be purified, and she must hold enough power of that violet flame purity within your borders to hold the balance in the rest of the world. And anything that is not purity is sooner or later self-destruction. The peoples of the rest of the world, my dear hearts, are living in a nightmare of existence. They know not your purity. They know not your peace. They know not which way to turn. Even those who have loved God and have tried to hold to God as they knew it, in the despair that is theirs when they face the frightful creations of the hordes of darkness. Dear hearts, it is a most terrific thing to have to stand in the atmosphere of earth and see thousands and thousands and thousands of mankind driven to torture and to death. So ever be grateful for the blessings that God has bestowed within your land. Ever be grateful and more grateful to that beloved I Am presence, to the blessings that are hourly yours. And try to keep calling forth whatever violet flame love will protect, the blessings that are in your world today and those that are yet to come, that you in turn may be those blessings or the outpouring of them to the nation. The frightful dishonor of mankind through the centuries must be burned out of the universe. And therefore, if you call the violet flame love and purity to enter into a condition and demand the consuming of what is wrong by the violet flame power and authority of purity and freedom to the earth, then the fire element acts in its consuming capacity to do that harmoniously. If mankind's evil reaches the point where it must be turned back upon those who generate it, then it must come. Because the purification has to take place. There is no freedom without purity. Therefore, since I am the authority of that freedom to the earth, I am also the authority that commands the purification of that which continually defies the fulfillment of the divine plan. Now, when you find individuals in groups such as your war makers of the world reaching the point where they have no consideration for anything except producing destruction, then there must come the call from mankind to remove them from the earth until they are willing to give obedience. And you, who for 20 years nearly have been held within our love and protected and assisted, you have been charged with our very life. We have given you the strength of this violet flame to help you maintain purity. We have given you the strength of our violet flame love to strengthen all that is constructive within yourselves. This has gone on continually, intensifying and expanding. Otherwise, you could not stand against that which has been pitted against you. You could not stand against the filth of the outer activities of the world if you had not had this assistance from our octave. Your presence is all-powerful, true. Your presence is this immortal purity. But when your beloved presence wanted to expand its own heart's flame of purity and strength and power through you, unless there had been the guard about you to keep the destructive forces of the outer world away till the greater strength and power could be given, you would not be in the condition you are today. And therefore, we congratulate you on your marvelous attainment thus far. And while it might have seemed strenuous, just try to remember that the more strenuous the experience, the greater is your mastery. So, if you have had strenuous times, try to remember you will have greater mastery And in that comes the use of greater power. You must be strengthened, my dear ones, by this violet flame purity if you are going to manage greater power successfully to the accomplishment of the divine plan's fulfillment. So go forward as happy children and do not feel that anything is impossible to you. And if it seems to be so from the appearance world, turn to your beloved I Am Presence and to us and demand whatever violet flame power is necessary to make the impossible possible. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? There used to be an expression among people, when someone said a thing is impossible, someone else immediately said, well, let's do it. That's the fix you're in today. If these hordes of darkness say that the victory of light is impossible, well, then you, the people of the light, step forward and say, well, let's do it. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated now and just remain so for the rest of the afternoon? Now, if selfishness has intruded itself into your nation until it has produced these wrong conditions, then if you will stand with me and others who are my friends of the violet flame, you too can arise and say, well, if they have imposed selfishness upon us, then let us do away with the selfishness by the violet flame power that is forever master throughout the universe. Do away with selfishness. You have no idea what is in the power of the violet flame yet. Dear hearts, I was not going to reveal this to you, but I believe you deserve it. Thank you, precious ones. The violet flame of which we speak is the eternal purity from the physical sun to the earth. You may call it the actinic rays of the sun or put any name on it you please. But the eternal purity of the life from the physical sun, mighty Helios, those who govern that activity, the eternal purity of their life manifests in this world as the violet flame. Therefore, since I too am a son of the violet flame, my violet flame manifests my love to the earth and my purity to the earth. And if each of you will demand that your own beloved I Am presence and the great cosmic law of a violet flame makes your outer self a violet flame sun of our presence to compel the purity of our love into conditions of the physical world, it will be so. You cannot ask of the greater life and the greater love of the universe, which your blessed presence and the ascended hosts are with no uncertainty. You cannot ask and not receive. What are you asking for? You are life, and therefore part of our life. If you ask for more of the powers and purity and violet flame of our life to give life greater assistance down here to more quickly be purified and set free, will you tell me any reason why you should be denied? Would there be any action of the law that would not want to give you what you ask? Do you not see how close you are to us when you understand that you are one with our violet flame life? You are one with the violet flame life of your presence. And that violet flame life is all you need down here to consume that which should never have been created. If that violet flame life from the mighty Helios is enough to keep the earth in action, is it not enough to cleanse a nation? It certainly is. On the great violet flame temple, which is my heart's love, in its mighty directing of those violet flames to the earth, is an individualized focus from the physical sun, through which that power is consciously directed at various places on the surface of the earth. The great ruler of the violet planet consciously directs the violet flame of his life and his love to certain places on the earth. The violet flame angels draw that flame of their life and love and purity to the earth wherever they are invited and are accepted as coming there. And oh dear one, if you knew how much was in the atmosphere of earth that is always endeavoring to help you, if you knew how many beings and magnificent activities of God's life and the blessings of that blessed I Am presence everywhere that life abides, you would not feel that the atmosphere of earth has no beings in it, even if some of them do manifest as flying saucers. Oh, please, ask your beloved I Am presence and us to teach you all that the violet flame love and power of life can do for you, all that it means to life in this world, all that it has become or drawn from the great central sun to the planet Earth to help bring forth the greater perfection of eternity. And if I seem to flit here and there in the governments of the world, here and there in conditions that affect the masses of mankind, I am still about my Father's business. The biggest business in the universe is the business of life. And did you know what the vital flame of life can do for you, it would be your business to use it all the time. You can't use it too much. It can never give you anything but perfection. So please don't forget it, not an instant of your waking consciousness. If you will abide within it, it will abide within you. If you understand how great is its love will come into you and make you the victory of itself. And you may understand all of this by just asking. Just ask, and the gift will come to you and show you the love and the blessing and the perfection of itself. Try to associate with this violet flame as if it were an individual. Know it as your very special friend. Know it as all the power you need to overcome anything that is the work of the hordes of darkness. Until the heavens themselves become filled with the glory of its presence, that all that lives may see and know and understand. You could say to yourself, I am the violet flame mind of my mighty I am presence. I am the violet flame intelligence that I need to teach me all things. I am the violet flame directing intelligence that knows ahead what I require. I am the violet flame sight and insight that for centuries ahead will act through me to guide me right, until all is revealed that produces perfection for me. Call to your presence and ask it to give you all the violet flame you need to make you all you desire to become, to give you all the violet flame you need to protect you against everything that is not ascended master perfection forever. All the violet flame you need to help life wherever you abide, wherever you pass by. Know that your violet flame for which you call is flowing as constantly as the energy flows from your presence into your body so long as you live in it in this world. Love that violet flame. And the more you love it, then love it, the nearer it will come to you, and the nearer you will come to me, the nearer I can come to you. It is the consumer of the veils between. It is your friend of the centuries which has kept you one with God. Just know the power and the powers of that blessed, beloved, violet, consuming flame, whose love and mercy and forgiveness to life will bring you joy unspeakable and clothe you in power invincible and make you victorious over this world, until my freedom is a reality in everything in your being and world, and love has taken command of its own and becomes the law in you, in your world, in action forever. My legions are without limit. Nothing can stay the power that sets life free, so long as that beloved I am presence is placed first, The understanding of the great creative word I am is held before the outer consciousness, and the use of that blessed violet flame is become continuous. Then you will live in heaven on earth, and when you gaze through your world to the world without and see the distress there, you will move clothed in that violet flame, be able to render the assistance, and yet remain forever untouched by the forces that would seek to destroy you. Pour it forth to envelop your beloved General MacArthur, and Mr. Taft, and Mr. Hoover, and blessed Mr. McCarthy, and all those in the outer world's channels who are trying to hold America to that which is right. Thank you, my loved ones. Won't you be seated, please? Every time you see strong, brave souls, individuals who are trying to hold to the constructive way of life in the outer world, whether you agree with the way they are doing it or not, so long as they try to hold to God and try to hold America out of the clutches of destruction, give them your assistance of the violet consuming flame. Call for their protection, and with it, the illumination that shows them the right thing to do to stand against that which would seek to destroy the heart of the world. And if there are, which unfortunately there are, individuals who have opposed themselves to the great divine plan, if you see their darkness, demand that the cosmic violet consuming flame in victorious cosmic Christ command compels their evil to annihilate its own cause until those individuals are weakened and turn Godward, which they must someday, sometime, somewhere. So go forward, my precious ones, clothed today in more awareness of what that blessed violet flame means to you and to all life, understanding more deeply every hour all that that blessed violet consuming flame's love will do everywhere you call it forth. Ask and ye shall receive. Understand that violet flame, and it will make you all you desire to become. And then your blessed I Am presence, ever beholding your conscious efforts to produce perfection, will hourly give you more of its powers, more of its blessings, more of itself. When you gave your decree today, your violet flame presence of the mighty I Am, use it often. It will do wonders for you if you acknowledge it. It will give you of itself, and that surely is a most wonderful divine gift. And may all the powers that are mine to bestow, may all that the great presence of the mighty I Am has given me, bring to you that understanding of the violet flame love and power that forever will hold God in command until mankind awaken and obey the law of the violet flame as they should. I could maybe a little intrude on my beloved Hercules' prerogatives and tell you how great is his strength and love and power of that violet flame, but I think I shall leave it to his discretion. I am very busy using it in certain conditions within the nation. You keep very busy using it everywhere that you have the opportunity to send it forth. And together, our violet flame business shall bless the nation until one day the nation of my heart shall be the heart of violet flame to the earth. And then will the thousand-petaled lotus of the violet flame extend its petals to clothe the earth in purity and love and perfection for eternity. Love it as you never loved anything, and let it blaze through you its gifts of eternity until it makes you the victorious, glorious, all-commanding presence of itself, and your mighty I Am standing above you permits no veils between, and you, the extension of itself, go forward the freedom of the violet flame of its heart and its love forever. Thank you with all my violet flame heart. Beloved Saint Germain, thank you for your love to us. Thank you for your gift of the violet consuming flame and your knowledge of its use. May it ever be adored by all under this radiation, till our love to it has drawn its presence around us, and it speaks for itself and reveals the mastery which it is to the earth. And may we be privileged to be clothed in its victorious presence that gives purity and love and freedom to life, until no part of life is bound in the human qualities of shadows for any reason. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to those under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such violet flame love and purity and peace and freedom to life that it is our automatic, invincible protection everywhere we go forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in more of that violet consuming flame whose love is the obedience required to set us free. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved Saint Germain. And beloved violet flame, we adore you, we thank you, we bless you. Make us the victory of yourself, then use us to set America free as soon as possible, and through America, the world. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for them to charge to us their heart's flame of violet flame love and power and purity and protection and victory without limit. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame, the violet flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and make us its victorious presence everywhere in the physical world, wherever we abide. Do thou, beloved Arcturus, command the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one, the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress all the violet flame needed, move into action that before which all bow and give obedience for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones, we add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with all the violet flame love necessary to set America free, and then blaze it without reservation till the hordes of darkness have gone from the universe forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory, the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is of the hordes of darkness forever from the universe. And make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, until all stand ascended and free according to thy great wisdom. And may our violet flame, the ascension flame, our violet flame love of the victorious Christ, clothe us now in its mighty victorious power of eternity, and take us forward invincibly, eternally, lovingly, miraculously free. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask him to bear our message of love and gratitude for the knowledge of our mighty I Am Presence, the great word I Am, and the violet consuming flame, and for the love which that presence and the ascended host have given to us through the centuries. Now we ask that presence to make us that same love to life everywhere we go, until no longer can there be anything but ascended master perfection in this world for eternity.